好看的知音，欢迎大家回到我们的星期一课堂，继续聆听圣经的Dharma，接着跟我们讲 Krishna 部。现在开始 ，OK。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So today we are going to discuss, chapter 21, entitled, The Gopis Attracted by the Flute.
今天我们接着讨论Krishna Book 的第21章，它的题目叫 Gopi 们被笛音所吸引。
First, we'll chant our invocation prayer.
首先我们来唱诵一下我们的祷文。
Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rakshamam.Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Bahimam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Bahimam. O Lord Krishna, please protect me and maintain me.
Oh, Krishna.
O Lord Rama, descendant of King Raghu, please protect me. O Krishna, O Keshava, killer of the Keshi demon, please maintain me.
O Krishna, O Keshava, the Keshi demon, please maintain me.
Okay, so let our story begin. With the arrival of the beautiful autumn season, the waters in the lakes and rivers became as clear as crystal and filled with fragrant lotus flowers, and breezes blew very pleasantly.
Mm-hmm. Where is it?
This is chapter 21. The Gopis attracted by the flute.
Yeah, it's different.
It's different?
Yeah, it starts to say Krishna was very pleased with the atmosphere of the forest.Where else do we have Krishna book? Sorry.
Yeah.
I can't hear you again.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Must be very hot.
Anyway, I can start there. It's two paragraphs down. I can start there. Krishna was very, very much pleased with the atmosphere of the forest where flowers bloomed and bees and drones hummed very jubilantly.
Okay. Krishna 非常被 Vrindavan 的气氛所取悦，因为这里的鲜花怒放。这些蜜蜂呢都非常喜乐地发出嗡嗡的笑声。
While the birds, trees and plants were all looking very happy, Krishna, tending the cows and accompanied by Sri Balaram and the cowherd boys, began to vibrate his transcendental flute.
当这些小鸟、这些树还有这些树枝看起来都非常快乐的这个时候，那么 Krishna 就和他的游Sri Balarama 以及这些牧牛头们一起陪伴着在攀牛。这个时候他就 Krishna 就开始追起了他超然的笛声。
After hearing the vibration of the flute of Krishna, the gopis of Vrindavan remembered him and began to talk amongst themselves about how nicely Krishna was playing his flute.
那么当听到 Krishna 发出的笛音之后呢， Vrindavan 的这些 gopis 们就记起了他，并且开始私下来讨论 Krishna 笛子是吹得多么好。I didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
You try again?
When the gopis are describing the sweet vibration of Krishna's flute, they also remember their pastimes with him. Thus their minds became disturbed, and they were unable to describe completely the beautiful vibrations.
当这些 gopi 们在描绘着 Krishna 的笛子发出美丽的音震的时候，他们也想起了他们和他的一起的逍遥时光，所以呢，他们的心意就受到了干打扰，就并且无法再继续无法完全的去描述这些美丽的音震。
While discussing the transcendental vibration, they remembered also how Krishna dressed, decorated with a peacock feather on his head, just like a dancing actor, and with blue flowers pushed over his ear.
那么当他们在讨论这个超然音阵的时候呢，他们也想起了 Krishna 是如何穿着的，然后他的头上如何装饰着一只孔雀羽毛。就好像一个舞蹈的演员，还有蓝色的花，拉过他的耳朵，推过他的耳朵。
His garment glowed yellow gold, and he was garlanded with a Vajrayanti necklace.
他的袍子发出蓝色金黄色的光芒，而他的他脖子上还戴着这个。Vajrayanti 花环，就项链花环。
Dressed in such an attractive way, Krishna filled up the holes of his flute with the nectar emanating from his lips.
那么 Krishna 是以这样一种非常迷人的方式打扮，他穿着这样迷人的迷人的衣服，然后他以从他的嘴里流露出来的这个甘露，充满了笛子的这个孔。
So they remembered him entering the forest of Vrindavan, which is always glorified by the footprints of Krishna and his companions.
所以他们就想，他们就记起了 Krishna 在进入到 Vrindavan 的森林的时候，这个时候就是而且他进入到 Vrindavan 这个森林，一直受到 Krishna 以及他的同伴笛这个脚印的荣耀。
Krishna was very expert in playing the flute, and the gopis were captivated by the sound vibration.Which was attractive not only to them, but to all living creatures who heard it. Alright, well.
Yes.
You know, what you just said, I could not hear.I don't know if anybody else heard it. I heard you very, very faintly. Why don't you say it again?
Okay.
One of the gopis told her friends, the highest perfection of the eyes is to see Krishna and Balaram entering the forest and playing their flutes and tending the cows with their friends.
其中一个 gopi 们告诉他的 gopi 告诉他的朋友们说，眼睛的最高的完美就是看到 Krishna 和 Balarama 一边吹着笛子，一边和他们的朋友们一起看牛进到森林。
Krishna is engaged in transcendental meditation of seeing Krishna internally and externally by thinking of him playing the flute, entering the Vrindavan forest and tending the cows with the cowherd boys.Have really attained the perfection of samadhi.
那些一直沉沉，那些一直在从事看到 Krishna 的这样一个超然冥想，不管是从内在和外在一直在冥想 Krishna 的，这些人呢，他们通过想着 Krishna 吹笛子以及他进入了 Vrindavan 森林，事实上他们已经达到了 samadhi 的完美。
Samadhi.Means absorption of all the activities of the senses in a particular object. And the gopis indicate that the pastimes of Krishna are the perfection of all meditation and samadhi. True.Oh, that was really bad. You want to do that again?
Okay. Samadhi 的意思是将感官的所有活动沉浸在完全专注于一个特定的目标。这些 Gopi 们呢，他们就在暗示着 Krishna 的逍遥时光是所有冥想和 Samadhi 的完美。那第三个愿你再给。
Yes, Bhagavad-gita, anyone who always absorbed the thought of Krishna is the topmost of all yogis.
国家梵歌也确认到，任何一个人如果他总是沉浸于去冥想 Krishna 的话，那么他就是所有瑜伽士当中的佼佼者。
Another gopi expressed her opinion that Krishna and Balaram, while tending the cows, appear just like actors going to play on a dramatic stage.
另外一个 gopi 呢，就表达了他的意见说 ，Krishna 和 Balarama 他们在看牛的时候，看起来就好像是将要走上一个戏台上面演戏的演员。
Krishna was dressed in glowing garments of yellow, Balaram in blue, and they held new twigs of mango tree, peacock feathers, and bunches of flowers in their hands.
Krishna 穿着闪闪发光的黄袍。Balarama 呢就穿着蓝色的衣服，他们手上呢就拿着新鲜的那个芒果树的这个新的树枝，还有孔雀羽毛以及几束鲜花。I didn't hear.
Dressed with garlands of lotus flowers, they were sometimes singing very sweetly among their friends.
他们头上戴着莲花做的花环，有的时候呢，他们在和朋友们一起唱着非常甜美的歌曲。
One gopi told her friends, "How is it? Krishna and Balaram are looking so beautiful."
一个 gopi 就告诉他的朋友说 ，Krishna 和 Balarama 怎么会这么漂亮呢？
Another gopi said, "My dear friends, we cannot even think of his bamboo flute. What sort of pious activities did it execute? So that it is now enjoying the nectar of the lips of Krishna, which is actually the property of us gopis."
另外一个 gopi 说，我亲爱的朋友啊，我们甚至都没法想到他的这个竹笛呀，他从事了什么样的虔诚活动。以至于他能够去享受本来属于我们的这个 Krishna 的嘴唇的甘露。
Krishna kisses the gopis. Therefore, the transcendental nectar of his lips is available only to them.
Krishna 有的时候呢会去亲吻这些 gopi 们，所以呢，他的这个嘴唇的超然甘露只对他们开放。
So the gopis asked.How is it possible that the flute, which is nothing but a bamboo rod, is always engaged in enjoying the nectar from Krishna's lips?
所以呢，这些动物们就说怎么可能这个笛子它不过就是一根竹棒嘛，为什么它却能够去享受 Krishna 的嘴唇的甘露呢？
Because the flute is engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord, the mother and father of the flute must be happy.
因为这个笛子在从事对至尊主的服务，所以呢，这个笛子的父亲和母亲肯定很高兴。
The lakes and rivers are considered to be the mothers of the trees because the trees live simply by drinking water.
这些湖泊还有河流呢，被认为是树的母亲，因为这些树它们只是通过喝水就存活下来。
So the waters of the lakes and rivers of Vrindavan were in a happy mood.Full of blooming lotus flowers, because the waters were thinking, how is it that our son, the bamboo rod, is enjoying the nectar of Krishna's lips?
So,
standing by the banks of the rivers and the lakes were also happy to see their descendants so engaged in service of the Lord, just as persons who are advanced in transcendental knowledge take pleasure in seeing their descendants engaged in the service of the Lord.
站在河边和湖边的这些竹子，他们都非常高兴看到自己的后裔在从事对主的服务，就好像一个人他非常精通知识，一个非常精于精通知识的人，也很高兴看到自己的后裔去服务于主一样。
were incessantly yielding honey, which flowed from the beehives hanging on their branches.
这些树呢，它们都非常的喜乐，喜气洋洋的，而且不断的产出很多的蜂蜜。那么这个蜂蜜呢，是从挂在它们树枝上的这个蜂窝里面流出来的。Another
gopi spoke thus to her friends about Krishna. Dear friend, our Vrindavan is proclaiming the glories of this entire earth because this planet is glorified by the lotus footprints of the son of Devaki.
另外一个沟通就这样，他们的朋友们讲故事的时候，亲爱的朋友们，我们的Vrindavan在宣扬整个地球的荣耀，因为这个星球已经得到了Devaki之子的莲花主印的荣耀。 Yes?
Another gopi spoke thus to her friends about Krishna. Or did I say that? Dear friends, our Vrindavan is proclaiming the glories of this entire... Yeah, I said that already, right? Yeah. Besides that, when Govinda plays his flute, the peacocks immediately become mad as if they heard the rumbling of a new cloud.
除此之外呢，当Govinda吹奏他的笛子的时候，这些孔雀立即就变得疯狂起来，而且这个时候还有听到了隆隆的雷声。
When all the animals and trees and plants, either on the top of Govardhan Hill or in the valley, see the dancing of the peacocks, they all stand still and listen to the transcendental sound of the flute with great attention.
当他们的动物和树和植物，不管是在山上还是在峡谷当中，当他们看到跳这个孔雀的舞蹈的时候，他们都静静地站在那里。
We think that this boon is not possible or available on any other planet. Although the gopis are village cowherd women and girls, they had extensive Vedic knowledge.
虽然说这些gopi们都是不过是一些村庄的牧牛女。 而已，但是呢，他们都具有伟大知识。一个人只要通过从权威的来源去聆听伟大经，就能够学习到最高的真理。People
in general would learn the highest truths of the Vedas simply by hearing from authoritative sources.
普通大众只要通过去从一些权威的来源去聆听伟达经，就能学习到最高的真理。Another
gopi said, "My dear friend, just see the deer. Although they are dumb animals, they have approached the son of Marjananda, Krishna."
另外一个gopi说，我亲爱的朋友们，你看看这个鹿，虽然说他们都是很迟钝的动物，但是呢，他们却能够接近Nanda Maharaj的儿子 Krishna。
Not only are they attracted by the dress of Krishna and Balaram, but as soon as they hear the playing of the flute, the deer, along with their husbands, offer respectful obeisances unto the Lord by looking at him with great affection. The gopis were envious of the deer because the deer were able to offer their service to Krishna along with their husbands. The gopis thought themselves not so fortunate because whenever they wanted to go to Krishna, their husbands were not very happy.
所以他们就觉得自己不够幸运，因为每当他们想要去找 Krishna 的时候，他们的丈夫都不太高兴。Another
gopi said, "My dear friends, Krishna so nicely dressed, that he appears to be the impetus to various kinds of ceremonies held by the woman folk.
另外一个 Gopi 就说，我亲爱的朋友们啊， Krishna 穿的是那么的漂亮，他好像就是这些所有的妇女们所举行的仪式的各种各样的仪式的动力所在。
Even the wives of the denizens of heaven become attracted after hearing the transcendental sound of his flute.
听到他的超然笛音的时候呢，连这个天堂星球的居民的妻子们也被吸引。
Although they are traveling in the air in their airplanes, enjoying the company of their husbands, on hearing the sound of Krishna's flute, they immediately become perturbed.
本来是趁着飞机在空中旅行，并且在享受着他们丈夫的陪伴，但是呢，当听到 Krishna 的笛声的时候，他们立即就受到了干扰，受到了打扰，变得迷惑起来。
Their hair is loosened and their tight belts are slackened.
他们的头发也松掉了，然后本来穿得很紧的衣服也松掉了。
This means that the transcendental sound of the flute of Krishna extended to all corners of the universe.
这就意味着 Krishna 的超然笛音已经传到了整个宇宙的所有的角落。
Also, it is significant that the gopis knew about the different kinds of airplanes flying in the sky.
同时呢，那么这些 gopi 们他们知道，在空中有各种各样不同的飞机在飞行，这一点也很重要。
Another gopi said to her friends, My dear friends, the cows are also charmed as soon as they hear the transcendental sound of the flute of Krishna.
另外一个 gopi 对他的朋友们说，我亲爱的朋友们，这些母牛啊，一当他们听到 Krishna 的超人笛音之后，他们也被吸引了。
It sounds to them like the pouring of nectar, and they immediately spread their long ears just to catch the liquid nectar of the flute.
对于他们来说，这就好像是在抛洒甘露一样，所以他们立即就伸长了耳朵去抓住这个笛子发出来的流动的甘露。
As for the calves, they are seeing the nipples of their mothers pressed in their mouths, but they cannot suck the milk.
所以这些小牛犊呢，好像虽然说看起来他们的那个嘴是好像是紧紧的贴着他们母亲的这个奶嘴，但是他们却不能吸奶。
They remain struck with devotion, and tears glide down from their eyes, illustrating vividly how they are embracing Krishna heart to heart.
他们已经被份爱所完全震撼，他们的眼泪也从眼睛里面流淌下来，这样非常生动地展示了他们是如何在以心跟 Krishna 进行心与心的拥抱。
These phenomena indicate that even the cows and calves in Vrindavan knew how to cry for Krishna and embrace him heart to heart.
这个现象呢，就意味着连 Vrindavan 的这些母牛和牛犊们也知道如何为了 Krishna 而哭泣，并且和 Krishna 进行心与心之间的拥抱。
Actually, the perfection of Krishna consciousness can be culminated.In the shedding of tears from the eyes.
事实上 ，Krishna 知觉的完美可以的高潮就是双眼流泪。
Another young gopi told her mother, "My dear mother, the birds who are all looking at Krishna playing on his flute are sitting very attentively on the branches and twigs of different trees."
一个更年轻的 gopi 对告诉他的母亲说，我亲爱的母亲啊，这些小鸟们，他们都。他们都在看着 Krishna 的吹笛，看着 Krishna 的吹笛子，他们都非常专注的，坐在这个树枝，不同的树的树枝上面。
From their features, it appears that they have forgotten everything and are engaged only in hearing Krishna's flute.
从他们这个表现，从他们这个特征看来呢，他们似乎已经遗忘了一切，完全只是在去聆听 Krishna 的笛子。
This proves that they are not ordinary birds. They are great sages and devotees, and just to hear Krishna's flute, they have appeared in Vrindavan forest as birds.
这就证明了他们并不是普通的鸟类，他们都是伟大的圣人和奉献者。就为了去聆听 Krishna 的笛音，所以呢，他们就作为鸟而显现在 Vrindavan 森林。
Great sage and the scholars are interested in Vedic knowledge, but the essence of Vedic knowledge is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Vedai sa sarve aham eva vedya.
但是呢,
through the knowledge of the Vedas, Krishna has to be understood. From the behavior of these birds, it appeared that they were great scholars in Vedic knowledge and that they took to Krishna's transcendental vibration and rejected all kinds of Vedic knowledge.
从这些鸟类的行为看来，他们似乎都是非常精通伟达知识的伟大学者，而且呢，他们就接受了Krishna的超然经证，而摒弃了所有伟达知识的各个支派。Even
Vipers facing the lotus feet of Krishna after hearing the transcendental vibration of his flute broke her fierce waves to flow very nicely with lotus flowers in her hands, just to present flowers to Mukunda with deep feeling.
The
scorching heat of the autumn sunshine was sometimes intolerable, and therefore the clouds in the sky appeared in sympathy above Krishna and Balaram and their boyfriends while they engaged in blowing their flutes.
所以呢，天空的这云朵似乎是很同情，Krishna和Balaram以及他们的男朋友们，因为他们当时正在吹笛子，他们也很同，这云朵也很同情他们。The
clouds served as a soothing umbrella over their heads just to make friendship with Krishna.
所以呢，这些云朵就好像是让人舒缓的这个雨伞一样，就挡在他们的头顶，这样的能够跟 Krishna 交朋友。
The Aborigine girls became fully satisfied when they smeared their faces and breasts with the dust of Vrindavan, which was reddish from the touch of Krishna's lotus feet.
那么这些当地的这些女孩子们，她们当她们的脸上和她们的乳房上面都涂着Vrindavan的尘土，因为受到Krishna莲花子的触碰而变得通红，所以呢，当她们的脸上和乳房上涂着这些尘土的时候呢，她们就得到了完全的满足。
The Aborigine girls had very full breasts, and they were also very lusty. But when their lovers touched their breasts, the girls were not very much satisfied.
这些女孩子们，她们的乳房都非常的丰满，而且呢，她们也很充满了色欲。但是呢，当她们的爱侣感受到她们的乳房的时候，她们却不是很，当她们自己的情人去触碰她们的乳房的时候，她们却不是非常满足。
When they came out into the midst of the forest, they saw that while Krishna was walking, some of the leaves and creepers of Vrindavan had turned reddish from the kumkum powder which fell from his lotus feet.
当他们从森林走出来的时候，他们看到Krishna走路的时候，那么Vrindavan有一些树叶从慢慢就变成了灯红，因为上面都是从它的花掉下来的，通通都是粉粉粉的。His
lotus feet are held by the gopis on their breasts, which are smeared with kumkum powder. But when Krishna travels in a Vrindavan forest with Balaram and his boyfriends, the reddish powder falls on the ground of the Vrindavan forest.
Krishna的莲花组呢，曾经被Gopi们的这个粉，就是抱在他们的这个乳房上面，因为他们的乳房上面涂着这个空空粉末。但是呢，当Krishna和Balarama以及他的男朋友们一起在Vrindavan森林里面走动的时候，那么就这个红色的粉末就从他的莲花组上 掉到了 Vrindavan 森林的地面。Can you say that again?
Yeah, sure. Laying his flute, saw the kumkum on the ground, immediately took it and smeared it over their faces and breast.
所以呢，这些充满了色欲的这些原始女孩子们，当他们看向 Krishna 一边在吹笛子的时候，他们就看到了地面的红色的kumkum粉末，所以他们立即就把这些粉末拿上来涂在他们的脸上和他们的乳房上。
In this way, they became fully satisfied, although they were not satisfied when their lovers touched their breasts.
虽然说当他们的情人触碰他们的乳房的时候，他们都不是很满足，但是现在他们却得到了完全的满足。
All material lusty desires can be immediately satisfied if one comes in contact with Krishna consciousness.
如果一个人接触到了 Krishna 知觉，他所有的物质的色欲立即得到了满，就会得到满足。
Another gopi began to praise the unique position of Govardhan Hill in this way. How fortunate is this Govardhan Hill for it is enjoying the association of Lord Krishna and Balaram who are accustomed to walking on it.
另外一个 gopi 就开始以这样一种方式去赞美格瓦丹纳山独特的地位，说格瓦丹纳山是如此，这格瓦丹纳山是如此的幸运，因为他在享受主 Krishna 和 Balaram 的联谊，因为他们非常习惯于在这个格瓦丹纳山里行走。
Thus, Govardhan is always in touch with the lotus feet of the Lord.
所以呢，这样格瓦丹纳山就一直能够触碰到主的莲花足。
And because Govardhan Hill is so obliged to Lord Krishna and Balaram, it is supplying different kinds of fruits, roots, and herbs.As well as very pleasing crystal water from its lakes in presentation to the Lord.
那么因为说到格瓦丹纳山就是的对皮肤是什么来着，所以呢就提供了各种各样的水果、根还有草药，以及让人非常愉快的水晶一样透明的湖水作为礼物献给主。
The best presentation offered by Govardhan Hill, however,is newly grown grass for the cows and calves.
但是呢，格瓦丹纳山最好的呈现的礼物却是为了这些母牛和牛犊而生出来新鲜的青草。
Govardhan knows how to please the Lord by pleasing his most beloved associates, the cows and the cowherds.
格瓦丹纳山他知道如何通过去取悦主的亲爱的奉献。红牛们，也就是说这些母牛和这些牧牛头们而取悦主。
Another gopi said, "Everything appears wonderful when Krishna and Balaram travel in the forest of Vrindavan playing their flutes and making intimate friendship with all kinds of moving and non-moving living creatures."
另外一个gopi说，那么当 Krishna 和 Balaram 在 Vrindavan 森林里面旅游，并且吹奏了笛子。还有跟这个森林里面各种各样动与不动的生物体进行亲密的友谊交流的时候，这每一件事，所有的一切看起来都非常的美好。
Playing on their transcendental flutes, the moving creatures become stunned, stop their activities, and the non-moving living creatures like trees and plants begin to shiver with ecstasy.
当他们和巴拉拉们在吹奏着他们超然的笛音的时候，这些动的生物体就开始就被惊得目瞪，就惊呆，然后停止了他们所谓的活动。而那些不动的生物体，比如说树啊、植物啊，却开始在极乐当中颤抖起来。
These are wonderful reactions to the vibration of the transcendental flutes of Krishna and Balaram.
他们就听到了 Krishna Balaram 美丽的超然笛音的音阵。
Krishna and Balaram carried binding ropes in their shoulders and in their hands, just like ordinary cowherd boys.
Krishna and Balaram 就好像普通的牧牛童一样，他们的手上就他们的肩膀上和手上就背着这个绑起要绑。要绑起来用的这个绳子。
While milking the cows,
the boys bound their hind legs with a small rope.
当你这个母牛挤奶的时候呢，这男孩子们就需要用一个小绳子把他们这个奶牛的后腿给绑起来。
This rope almost always hung from the shoulders of the boys, and it was not absent from the shoulders of Krishna Balaram.
这个绳子呢，几乎一直都挂在这些孩子们的肩膀上，所以呢 ，Krishna 和 Balaram 的肩膀上也一直都会有这个绳子。
In spite of their being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they played exactly like cowherd boys, and therefore everything became wonderful and attractive.
尽管他们作为这些人的主神，他们却一直地像普通的牧牛童男孩一样在玩耍，所以呢，一切都变得非常的美妙，非常的迷人。
While Krishna was engaged in tending the cows in the forest of Vrindavan or on Govardhan Hill,The gopis in the village were always absorbed in thinking of him and discussing his different pastimes. This is a perfect example of how of Krishna consciousness to somehow or other always remain engrossed in thoughts of Krishna.
这就是 Krishna 知觉的完美的榜样，也就是说，一直都沉浸在对 Krishna 的思想过程当中，就一直在冥想着 Krishna。
The vivid example is always present in the behavior of the gopis. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya declared that no one can worship the Supreme Lord by any method which is better than the method of the gopis.
而他们活生生的榜样呢，就一直呈现在那些 gopis 们的行为当中。所以呢，主 Chaitanya 就宣布说，没有任何一个人他们崇拜至尊主的方法能够比这牧牛姑娘们使用的方法更好。
The gopis were not born in very high Brahmana or Kshatriya families. They were born in the families of Vaishyas, and not in big mercantile communities, but in the families of cowherd men.
这些牧牛姑娘们他们并没有出生在很高等的婆罗门或者沙丁利家族。他们都是投身在歪下的家庭里面，而且呢，甚至也不是投身在这些很大的商人社团，而只是出现在一些牧牛郎的家族里面。
They were not well educated, although they heard all sorts of knowledge from the Brahmins, the authorities of Vedic knowledge.
他们并没有受过很好的教育，但是呢，他们却从那些婆罗门，也就是说那些伟大知识的权威那里，听到了各种各样所有的知识。
The gopis' only purpose was to remain always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna.
这些 gopis 的唯一的目的就是一直去专注的去冥想着 Krishna.
And with this, we finish the chapter.
那么这一章就到此结束了。
Now first, here are some points which Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has made. First he says that this chapter is one of the most five important chapters of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
首先呢，他说这一章是圣贤佛教网坛里面最重要的五章之一。
Yeah, it is known as the Venu Gita.
现在就被称之为 Venu Gita.
Venu means flute, Gita means the song.
Venu 的意思是笛子， Gita 的意思是歌。
So it is the song of the flute.
所以呢，这叫做笛子之歌。
Now, the next point is that we heard in the story that the gopis were in the villages, but at the same time, they were actually seeing Krishna.
那么首先来讲，这些牧牛姑娘们虽然都是在这个村庄里面，但是他们却一直在能见到 Krishna。
Can you say that again, please?
Yes. 虽然说这些牧牛姑娘们他们显现在村庄里面，但是他们却一直都能见到 Krishna。
So this means that the gopis, they are actually seeing everything within their hearts, even though they were physically not present. They were seeing Krishna's activities within their hearts.
这就意味着 经墨月姑娘们虽然说并不一直都是在场，但是他们是在心里面一直能够见到 Krishna。
Pure devotees can do this. They can see the pastimes of Krishna within their hearts.
纯粹枫叶的就能够做到这一点，也就是说，他们能够在心中见到 Krishna 的超然逍遥。
Like Srila Prabhupada, he was always seeing Krishna's pastime within himself.
就比如说是马布帕，他就一直能够在自己心里能见到 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
Another point is that the flute, although just as described a bamboo rod, actually became alive by the touch of the nectar from Krishna's flute.
另外一点呢，就是说这些笛子啊，虽然其实都是一些就是竹笛而竹棍子而已，但是呢，当他们得到 Krishna 的莲花口流露它的甘露的触碰的时候，他们就得到了生命。
This is the special quality of the spiritual realm.
这其实就是灵性王国一个特有的品质。
That everything, even the speck of dust, is conscious.
也就是说，在灵性世界里面的万事万物，即便一粒尘土，都是有知觉的。
What to speak of Krishna's flute?
那更不要说 Krishna 的笛子了。
It's also a living entity.
它也是一个生物体。
Now.In this chapter, there's a special verse, which is often quoted, in numerous places, by devotees, and it is, a verse that speaks about Giriraj Govardhan.
在这一章里面的有些诗节是在很多很多的枫叶经常引述到的这个诗节，那么这个就是讲述 Giriraj Govardhan 的这个诗节。
It's from this 21st chapter, it's verse number 18.
这个是从21章的第18节。
So this is a verse that you will hear again and again.
所以这个诗节我们会不断不断的听到。
Let me recite it for you now.
那我现在先读给大家听一听。
Antaya Majira Balaharidasa Baryo.Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparasha Pramoda Manunta Noti Sahagoganayasta Yoyat Paniya Suyavasa Kandara Kanda Mulai Of all the devotees, this Govardhan Hill is the best. Say that again.Oh my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, along with their calves, cows, and cowherd friends, with all kinds of necessities. What?
Could you say that again? I didn't hear.
What? See?
I didn't hear.
Water for drinking.
为了喝的水。
Very soft grass.
非常柔嫩的青草。
Caves.
山洞。
Fruits.
还有水果。
Flowers.
鲜花。
And vegetables.
还有蔬菜。
In this way, the hill offers respects to the Lord.
那么这个是各位大大山就以这样一种方式向主致敬。
Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant.
因为得到了 Krishna 和 Balarama 莲花足的触碰，所以各位大大山显得喜气洋洋。
Now, this is a very important verse for us to actually learn.
这其实是一个非常重要的时节，让我们学习。
So again, it's in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 21st chapter, 18th verse.
所以这是在圣典博迦瓦坛的第21章的18世纪。
Now, it's understood that in the Bhagavatam, we hear about three Haridas Varyas, or great servants
of Lord Hari.
那么在佛教网坛里面已经听了有三个 Hari Das Varya， 就是说主 Hari 的伟大奉献者。
The first is Yudhisthira Maharaj.
第一个呢是 Yudhisthira Maharaj.
Second is Uddhava.
第二个是 Uddhava.
And the third is Govardhan.
第三个就是哥瓦旦的山。
But it is understood from hearing from the Acharyas that of all of the Haridas Varyas, Govardhan Hill is actually the greatest servant of Lord Hari.
但是这里面的这个伟大奉献者说，在这所谓的这伟大奉献者当中，这个哥瓦旦的山，就在所谓的 Haridas Varya 伟大的灵魂当中，哥瓦旦的山是最好的奉献者。
Why that is so is that he gives everything.
为什么这样说呢？因为哥瓦旦那山他给予了一切。
He does not hold back anything for the service of Krishna.
他为了服务 Krishna， 他没有任何的保留。
For example, it is said that from the touch of Krishna's lotus feet, the rocks of Govardhan become soft as mud.So that they will not hurt Krishna's lotus feet, they will cushion them.
比如说，当 Krishna 莲花足触碰踩在哥瓦旦的山的山上的时候呢，这些岩石啊都变得开始柔嫩，变得非常的柔软，这样呢就不会伤着 Krishna 的莲花足。
So, Govardhan also offers cool water for Krishna Balam to drink and to wash their feet and mouths.
那么哥瓦旦那山呢，也为 Krishna Balam 让我们供奉上很。好的清水，让他可以去喝，让他们喝，并且呢，让他们可以去洗他们的手，洗他们的嘴，洗他们的莲花足。
Govardhan offers tasty beverages like mango, honey, and kilu juice.
那么哥瓦旦那山它会提供非常美味的这个果汁，就比如说芒果啊，还有什么 mango and
honey，
还有蜂蜜。
And kilu juice.
Kilu 果汁。
Then he also offers a special type of grass called durva grass, durva, which is used in making ritualistic hand wash argya.
同时呢，还哥瓦旦上还供奉一种特别的草，叫做 durva。那么这样呢，奉献者们在做祭祀的时候可以使用。
Also, he offers other grasses which nourish the cows and thereby increase milk production.
就是呢，他们还产出很多的青草，能够去喂了这些奶牛之后呢，他们就这奶牛就能产出奶，为了 Krishna 而产出奶制品。
Krishna and Balaram and the coward boys play, sit and lie down in Govardhan's many caves.
Krishna and Balaram 还在牧牛童们，他们还会躺在哥瓦旦那山里面的岩洞里面。
This gives them pleasure when the weather is too hot or cold or when it rains.
那么当天气太热或者太冷或者下雨的时候，这岩洞呢就能够取悦 Krishna and Balaram.
Govardhan also offers soft edible roots.
哥瓦旦那山还会提供非常柔软的可以吃的这些树根。
Jewels to decorate the body.
哥瓦旦山会产出这些珠宝，可以去装饰他们的身体。
Flat rocks for sitting.
还有平的这个岩石可以让他们去做。
And mirrors in the form of smooth stones.
而且呢还有镜子其实就是平滑的石头可以成为他们的镜子。
So, we understand that Giriraj Govardhan is such a servant that he never holds back anything. He gives everything. He gives his whole being, his whole body, everything. And the Krishna and the cowherd boys are walking on his body and he is the emblem of service. You can say that again.
所以呢，这就意味着格瓦达纳山他其实已经把一切都献上来服务于 Krishna Balarama， 甚至把自己的身体献了上去。就比如说 Krishna Balarama 就可以踩在他们的他的身体上面，这就意味着这格瓦达纳山其实是一个服务的典范。
That's why in the prayer Bhaganapdas Goswami that he mentions that one of the gopis, and when he says one of the gopis, he actually means Srimati Radharani, that she herself says personally that Giriraj Govardhan is the greatest devotee of Lord Hari. That was totally useless. You want to say that again? Nope. One more time.
Is it
working now? Let's try one more time.
Is it working now?
Yes, try.
所以呢，这些伟大的奉献者，比如说 Raghunadas Goswami 就说，铁木牛姑娘其实这里指的就是指 Radharani， 他就曾经说过，他说格瓦达纳山是最好的奉献者。
Strange.
I don't know where it comes from.
Now, sometimes, beyond what Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur himself. These are some points I extracted. One is what we learn from this chapter is the beauty of Krishna's flute playing.
一个呢，就是我们从这一章中学到的一点呢，就是说这 Krishna 吹笛子的这个美丽之处。
It's something extraordinary.
这是非常不同寻常的。
It is not a mundane sound vibration.
这不绝对不是世俗的音阵。
It's something from the spiritual realm.
这是来自于灵性的王国的灵性的领域的声音。
And therefore, when the inhabitants of Braja hear that flute song, they become transcendentally mad.
所以呢，当文达文的这些居民们，当他们听到这个超人的笛音的时候。他们就变得超人的疯狂。
Trees, they ooze sap in ecstasy.
这些植物、这些树，他们也极乐的，也极乐了。
Other plants shiver.
其他的植物呢，就极乐的，在极乐的发抖。
The birds that are usually very talkative, when you hear birds, they're always chirping, 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 chirping all day long.
我们知道这些小鸟，它们成天到晚一直在叫，叽叽喳喳的叫啊叫。
But when the birds hear Krishna's flute song, they're stunned. They stop speaking.
但是呢，当这些小鸟们听到了 Krishna 的笛音的时候，他们就不说话了。
And they remain silent just to hear the flute song.
然后他们就完全保持安静，只是去听 Krishna 的笛音。
When the cows hear Krishna's flute song,
当这些母牛听到 Krishna 的笛音的时候。
They immediately begin to shed tears in ecstasy. At the same time, the cow's ears that are normally flopping down like this turn upwards and act like cups to funnel in Krishna's flute song into their ears.
一般来说，这些母牛的这个鼻那个耳朵都是往下面的，但是当他们听到Krishna 笛音的时候呢，他们的耳朵就开始立了起来，然后变得像那个杯子一样，这样能够去把 Krishna 的笛音给装到他们耳朵里面。
Cat.
牛犊。
So the cats are drinking milk from their mother's udders, and when they hear Krishna's flute song, they pull their mouths away, and with their mouths partially open, the milk is dripping out the sides, and that all they can do is stand there stunned, listening to Krishna's flute song.
牛
牛呢？他们
的
奶
是生的，更硬。No good. He's basically saying. Try again. Yes. Say. Go ahead. 那么当这些小牛犊，他们本来是在吸奶的，但是当他们听到这个 Krishna 的笛音的时候呢，他们的嘴就拉开，从这个就不再吸。然后当他们这个时候，因为他们的嘴的一半就离开了他妈妈那个奶牛的这个奶嘴，所以呢。这个牛奶就从他们的嘴角往下面流淌下来，那这个时候小牛犊就站在那儿一动不动，去听 Krishna 的吹笛子。
When the peacocks hear Krishna's flute song, they began dancing wildly around Krishna.
而当这些孔雀听到 Krishna 的笛音的时候，他们就开始围着 Krishna 疯狂的起舞。
And they open their feathers fully.
而且他们会把自己的羽毛完全打开。
And they even offer Krishna their feathers, and Krishna plucks a feather and puts it in his turban.
甚至他们会把自己的羽毛献给 Krishna, 所以呢 ，Krishna 就从他们身上一下就拉下了一根羽毛，然后插在自己的头巾上面。
And the deer, who are normally very timid animals, they come very boldly.Very close to Krishna, attracted by the flute song, and then they just stop, stunned, listening.
这些宠物一般来说是非常胆怯的动物，但是呢，当他们听到 Krishna 笛音的时候，他们就大胆的走到 Krishna 身边，眼睛大大的去看着 Krishna， 目瞪口呆。
The river Jamuna.
杨姆纳河。
Normally she's flowing in one direction.
通常呢，它是向一个方向在流淌。
But when she hears Krishna's flute song, she begins to flow in circular currents.
但是呢，当她听到 Krishna 笛音的时候，她就开始带着这种就开始围着就成圈的这样在流动了。
Try to grab onto and massage Krishna's lotus feet.
因为他想要抓住 Krishna 的莲花组，并且为他按摩。
He offered his flowers.
他甚至还为 Krishna 献上鲜花。
And then we have the demigods.
同时呢，也还有半神人。
They're flying high in their celestial airplanes.
这些半神人呢，他们趁着天堂的飞机，本来在高空飞行。
When they hear Krishna's flute songs, immediately they are invoked with the.Mood of great love and affection for Krishna.
当他们听到 Krishna 的笛音的时候呢，他们立即就对 Krishna 充满了爱的情感。
So we see that this is just
a sampling, but all living entities in Braj, when they hear Krishna's flute song, they become affected in these ways. Amazing.
所以呢，这就是一些例子，就是看到这些文达文的居民们，所有的文达文的居民，当他们听到Krishna笛音的时候，都展现出了一些非常让人震撼的一些现象特征。
Another point is that when we heard in the verse how the gopis were remembering all the little details about Krishna's form and dress.
还有一点呢，就是这些牧牛姑娘们都能记住Krishna的形象和他的服装的每一个细节。
So after that description is given in the fifth verse of this chapter.
这个描述呢是在这一章的第五个诗典里面。
Another famous verse you will hear quoted many times.
还有一个我们会经常听到被引述的诗节，很出名。Another
verse that we should actually learn.
这其实也是另外一个我们应该学会的诗节。So
let me read it for you.
我现在读给大家听听。
Wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head,
头上戴着孔雀羽毛还有装饰,
blue carnicara flowers on his ears,
他的耳朵上面有着蓝色的鲜花,
a yellow garment as brilliant as gold,
还有一个黄色的花环就好像金子一样闪闪发光,
and the Vajrayanti garland.
以及一个Vajrayanti garland.
Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers.
Krishna他以把自己的这超然的形象展示为一个最伟大的舞蹈者.
As he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints.
当他进入到Vrindavan森林的时候，他就以自己的脚印。 印在这个地上，为这个森林增添了美丽。
He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories.
那么他就以自己嘴唇的甘露注满了这个笛子的那个孔，然后这些牧牛同伴就也是这样听着。
This is such a beautiful verse, and it's a wonderful meditation on Krishna's form and all the details of his dress.
现在这是非常美丽的一个诗节，让我们非常对于Krishna的形象和他的美丽的衣服的非常美丽的描述。So
the gopis were calling Krishna in this way.
所以呢，这些gopis们就以这样一种方式在不断的回忆Krishna。
Another point was made in the chapter is that real samadhi means meditation on Krishna's name, form, qualities, and pastimes.
还有一点提到呢，就是说这真samadhi的意思是完完全全沉浸在。 沉浸于冥想 Krishna的名字，他的形象，他的品质和他的逍遥。
Different spiritualists, they have various ideas of what real samadhi means, but in Krishna consciousness, we understand clearly meditation means to meditate on Krishna.
那不同的理解，他们对于samadhi的理解，不同的。
No. Oh, we're going to throw your computer out the window. Okay, one more time.
这些不同的灵修的人, he's frightened. 这些不同的灵修的人对于samadhi这个单词本来有不同的解释，但在Krishna之间当中，我们可以看得非常的明显，冥想或者samadhi就是指冥想 Krishna。
So gopis were always absorbed.
所以Prabhupada就说，这些 gopis 们一直是完全沉浸于其中。
Lord Chaitanya said that there is no higher love for Krishna than that which is exhibited by the gopis.
沈爸爸就曾经说，就Chaitanya就说，再没有比这些 Vrindavan的这些牧牛姑娘们所展示出来的最高的爱。
Theirs is the highest love for Krishna.
他们对 Krishna的爱就是最高的爱。
So Lord Chaitanya, he came to taste that love.
所以呢，主 Chaitanya 他就来要来品尝这份爱。
From the position of Srimati Radharani.
他呢就是处在Srimati Radharani 的这样一个位置来品尝这份爱。
It's as amazing as it may seem. Even Krishna cannot understand how his devotees love him so much.
我们就可以看出这是让人非常震惊的，因为连 Krishna 都不理解他的这些奉献者们对他有多深的爱。
So to understand that love becomes Lord Chaitanya to understand himself from the position of Srimati Radharani.
为了能够理解这一点，他最终就作为主 Chaitanya 而来，处在 Srimati Radharani 的心态当中来理解这种对他的自己的这种爱。
Another point is that Prabhupada made, which is very, very important, is that material lust, all material lust is satisfied by the practice of Krishna consciousness.
还有一点是他把提到的，就是所有的物质的色欲，你可以通过修习 Krishna 之觉而得到满足。
What is lust?
色欲是什么？
It is the original love for Krishna, which has been transformed into this thing we know as lust in the material world.
这其实是原初的对 Krishna 的爱，然后在物质世界就转化成了色欲。
Lust basically means that we as conditioned souls want to satisfy our material senses.
色欲的基本含义呢，就是指我们这些受条件限制的灵魂想要去满足我们自己的物质的感官。
But when we purify ourselves by the practice of Krishna consciousness, we can again transform lust back into love for Krishna.
但是当我们通过修习 Krishna 的知觉而净化了自己的感官之后呢，我们的这种色欲又能够重新转化成对 Krishna 的那种爱。
That's why we find out in the beginning, many times in several pastimes, that personalities will approach Krishna and they may have material motives, they may have lust, anger, greed, but when they approach Krishna, these things are all purified and they're transformed into the original love for Krishna. Nope. Give it a try.
这就是为什么有很多人本来一开始是带着各种各样的物质的东西而来的，但是呢，当他们一接近 Krishna 的时候，他们的所有的色欲啊、贪婪啊、愤怒啊等等，就都得了净化。
Now, Prabhupada says that the perfection of Krishna consciousness is to cry for Krishna.
现在他们就说 ，Krishna 知觉的完美就是呼唤 Krishna， 为了 Krishna 而哭泣。
But not artificially.
但不是做出来的。
I've seen so many times neophyte devotees, they will cry.
我看到了很多次这些初期奉献者在哭泣。
And I do not say they may not feel something, but they certainly are not feeling real, lasting, transcendental ecstasy.
当然我并不是说他们的这种哭泣什么里面什么没有任何的内容，但是呢，我可以肯定的，他们的这种哭泣当中肯定不是那种真正的持续的那种超然的情感。
Real cry for Krishna is not a sentimental emotion.
真正的为了 Krishna 而做发出来的哭泣并不是一种感情用事。
It has nothing to do with theMundane emotion of crying within this material world.
这跟这个物质世界这种世俗的哭泣没有任何的关系。
But when we actually have genuine love for Krishna, we will cry for Krishna.
但是呢，当我们对 Krishna 有着真正的爱的时候，我们就会为了 Krishna 而哭泣。
And we see in the personalities of great devotees.And as we have such the experience of Srila Prabhupada.
但是呢，我们也看到了一些非常伟大的人物，就比如说是Prabhupada.
The Prabhupada was so careful, and he did not want to exhibit any kind of ecstasies, especially in public.
他们是那么的小心，他非常的小心，让自己不要展示自己的那种极乐的情感，尤其是在公众场合的时候。
But there were numerous occasions when he could not check those emotions.
但是呢，又有很多次他根本都不能控制自己的情感。
And sometimes he would cry.
有的时候他就会哭泣。
Sometimes he would just stop speaking and be stunned.
有的时候他就停止说话，然后就在那目瞪口呆。
He could not control it.
他都无法控制。
So sometimes the pure devotees, they become overwhelmed.
所以有的时候呢，这些纯粹奉献者，他们就完全沉浸于其，完全沉浸于其中。
They actually cry.
他们真的就会哭泣。
Because they're feeling such intense separation.
因为他们感受到这种强烈的分离之情。
So that's why Prabhupada calls this the perfection of Krishna consciousness.
这就是 Prabhupada 称说的这种Krishna 智觉的完美。
So, as one devotee once said, if we are not crying for Krishna, then we should cry that we're not crying for Krishna.
像有个奉献者曾经说。如果我们没有为 Krishna 而哭泣，我们就应该因为自己没有为 Krishna 而哭泣而哭泣。
And if we're not crying that we're not crying for Krishna, then we should cry that we're not crying for Krishna.
如果我们没有因为不为 Krishna 而哭泣而哭泣，那么就应该为了自己没有为 Krishna 的哭泣而哭泣而哭泣。
So, this concludes our class today.
那我们今天的课就讲到这里了。
So, because today you are celebrating Janmasthami, again, let me take the opportunity to wish you a very happy Janmasthami celebration wherever you may be.
那因为今天是 Janmasthami, 所以呢，我就借这个机会。
You have to say that again.
那么因为今天是 Janmasthami, 所以呢，我就借这个机会祝大家 Janmasthami 快乐，不管你们身在何方。
May you hear many pastimes of Krishna.
愿你们能聆听到很多 Krishna 的逍遥。
May you do a lot of kirtan.
愿你们做很多的 kirtan.
Perhaps you will do the abhishek of the deity.
或许你们还会给神像做 abhishek.
Maybe cooking many nice preparations and offering them to Krishna.
或许呢能够做很多美味的菜肴并且供奉给 Krishna.
Dressing and ornamenting the deity nicely.
很好的为 Krishna 穿着打扮。
And finally offering him that midnight arti.
而到了最后呢，再为 Krishna 而献上这个半夜的 arti.
Afterwards, you may break the fast.
之后呢，你们就可以打破戒食。
So happy Janmasthami.
所以呢，祝大家 Janmasthami 快乐。
And we look forward to seeing you next week.
期待着下星期再见。
Thanks to Gopi Gita Mataji for her translation.
感谢 Gopi Gita 的翻译。
No thanks to her nonsense computer.
但是不感谢她这个乱七八糟的电脑。
Thanks to Shashi Gopal Charanprabhu for his facilitation.
感谢 Shashi Gopal Charanprabhu 给我们的协助提供条件。
And thank you all very, very much for taking the time and trouble to listen.
也非常非常感谢大家花这个时间这么麻烦来聆听这个课。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 感谢大家聆听我们 Maharaji 这么精彩的讲课。我们今天就到此结束了。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.